I'm Florence Schwein with today's Desert Diary. Periodically, times of great unrest sweep large sections of the world. For whatever reason, people move from their homelands into other occupied regions. The result, not surprisingly, is strife. In our own area, centuries of turmoil accrued as the Apache entered from the north, the Spanish from the south, and eventually the Americans from the east, all willingly entering into viciousness under real, imagined, or contrived provocations. The Mexican government, unable to protect its northern hinterlands from Apache raids, periodically resorted to bounties, starting in 1835 and lasting into the 1880s. A Mr. Johnson became a successful entrepreneur and role model in 1837, ambushing unarmed Apaches, men, women, and children, in southwestern New Mexico and reaping the bounties for their scalps. In 1849, Chihuahua set a price of $150 for live women and children and $200 for the scalps of warriors. Inevitably out of hand, scalps from friendly tribes and Mexican peons were submitted for payment ever more frequently. This and impending local governmental bankruptcies eventually killed the practice, a practice with plenty of blame to go around. I'm Florence Schwein.